Well, Todd, I'd like to start by discussing what's going on with the pattern we've been in for quite some time now. Things have changed across the North Pacific. We've blocked things up by sending what's called a high over low pattern into the Gulf of Alaska. So the jet stream is trying to come from west to east across the Pacific, but it just splits into a northern branch and into a southern branch. And that is a pattern that's quite dry for the west coast, but it is also a pattern that sets us up for some very cold air that we could possibly get here in the midsection of the United States. Now, over the next couple of days, we are on a bit of a warming trend. So coldest air, last night we got down in some locations in central Illinois down into the middle teens. Well, we're going to be seeing a bit of a moderation in the temperatures throughout the day today on Friday, but then into Saturday and into Sunday. But changes coming after that. And on Veterans Day on Monday, what we're watching is a large area of higher atmospheric pressure sneak down out of the Canadian prairies and really become established in the central United States and in the Midwest. And on the front edge of this high pressure cell, there will be a cold front that will be lifting air, bringing in the chance for precipitation into our area on Monday, Veterans Day. Might start off as a pretty chilly rain and then switch over to snow throughout the day on Monday, so keep a close eye out on that. But it's what's behind this that I really want to talk about. So getting into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, especially early in the morning, we could see temperatures around here that, when compared to normal, might be 20 to 30 plus degrees colder than average in this area. So we could be seeing morning low temperatures middle of next week that are more normal for being colder than average in February. So this is a very, very highly amplified pattern allowing these troughs to dig through. Now, as the trough is established over the eastern half of the United States, and we are therefore on the back side of it, that's normally a drier time period. So we're talking about cold temperatures with drier weather, which may actually help out with the harvest effort here as we try to get things really finished up in the midsection of the country. So overall, though, I want to see how long this pattern is going to stick around, because it certainly is advertised to be here not only through next week, but maybe even the week following that, with some cooler than average weather still hanging around, while the western United States, which is blocked up in the flow of the jet stream, will likely stay warmer than normal. The clues I'm looking for come from Siberia, and they come from the Pacific and Indian Ocean. In Siberia, when you go over to that side of the world, normally this time of year there is this anomalously large region of higher atmospheric pressure. Now, leading up to this point in time, so the last couple of weeks, the pressure there's been much lower than average. It's allowed for a lot of snow cover to spread, and that large, northern hemisphere snow cover extent is interacting with the stratosphere, allowing our polar vortex to become elongated and stretched a bit. And that's what's helping to reinforce some of the colder air that is in place over us right now. But in the forecast over the next 15 days, we are actually seeing pressures rebound there. So the pressure's building back up, becoming anomalously high for that region. And that's going to change the position and strength of the Pacific jet stream. What else might be influencing it? Well, our Indian Ocean dipole, which has been much above average, has actually started to decline a bit. At the same time that that is going on, we've seen a shift in the wind pattern across the central Pacific, namely over our El Nino region. If I could distill all of this down for you, what it tells me is that once we get into the third week of November, we may actually see a strong enough push in the Pacific jet stream that we could finally break down that blocking pattern over the western United States. And that would take us much closer to what I would call normal seasonable weather here for the end of November, rather than it feeling more like the middle of February with these temperatures that we're dealing with right now. That will also most certainly be changing our precipitation patterns too as we look out into that time period. And something I want to be keeping an eye on is what that means in terms of the strength and position of our subtropical jet. Because throughout winter, what typically brings us our biggest snows tends to be a very strong subtropical jet stream flow. So I want to keep a very close eye on all of this as we approach the end of November and beginning of December. Now, elsewhere around the world, I'm going to take you to Australia first, where things have been very, very dry, especially on the eastern side of the continent. Just recently, over the last couple of days, they've actually seen quite a bit of fire activity in that area as well. And again, you can blame that positive Indian Ocean dipole event on the drought that that part of Australia is dealing with. But with the changes happening in the Central Pacific, namely the Mount-Julian Oscillation breaking out of null phase and goes sweeping around into phases 5, 6, 7, and 8, we are seeing changes in the precipitation patterns in South America. Now, over the next 15 days, we are noticing that from Mato Grosso through Mato Grosso do Sul, getting down into Paraná, Rio Grande do Sul, those regions, above average precipitation is anticipated. While eastern Brazil, so I'm talking about Bahia, Minas Gerais, Tocantins, Goiás, that region is expected to be very hot and dry. But overall, given that the planting progress is about 50% in South America, right now, especially Brazil with planting of first crop beans, this rain will be needed. It will be a good thing for the health of their crop. But overall, remember, when it comes to Brazilian agriculture, they have a very long planting window, and what we really like to watch is how things evolve in January and February. That's the critical time period for the first crop soybeans here. So that's the stuff I'm watching globally. Other than that, I think we just need to, around here, be prepared for some bitterly cold air in the near term, but possibly a bit of a change in the pattern coming out once we get beyond the second full week of the month of November. So keep an eye on it with me here because some very, very cold air is coming in place, and Veterans Day might see a few snowflakes flying around here.